everyone, welcome back to my podcast. It's been a long time since my last podcast. I know you probably with me or not, but for me it's just like my responsibility to do my podcast. And then since today is Friday, TGIF, so I have to do something to accompany all of you guys for your weekend. I want to read one of my poetry. So finally, yay, my poetry book Puisi Dua Kota already released this August. Yes, early on the August. So I really hope that you're gonna enjoy my poetry, and then after that I'm gonna be with you guys and I will read one of my poetry. It's in Bahasa. Also, I'm gonna talk about my experience as a volunteer in JILF, Jakarta International Literary Festival, and it's very fun and I met many like writers from Indonesia and from abroad, and then I also learned many things from the event itself. They have symposium, talk show, community, reading night, also a book market, an exhibition, and of course at the end of the day they always have music performance from like various artists that I've always want to see some of them. And then I'm gonna talk to you after this. Okay guys, keep it up with the podcast. Hello guys, as my promise, so today I'm gonna read one of my poetry, and because it's about Jakarta, probably I'm gonna read one of my poetry inspired by this situation in our never sleep city, aka sleepless city. It about something we always face every time we're going home from every direction. And then I'm gonna read one of my poetry in Bahasa. The title is Sepotong Jingga di Jalanan Jakarta. Enjoy! Sepotong jingga di jalanan Jakarta. Senja turun di Jakarta yang memerah karena lelah. Jutaan pasang mata lelah menatap jalanan yang semakin parah. Parah oleh jutaan mesin yang menderu dan mendesah, saling menyerang dan mencari kesempatan tak mau kalah. Berimpitan dalam komuter atau seperti bola pejal di jok yang marah. Desingan peluru kata berhamburan di udara yang gerah. Tiada ampun di tengah luapan amarah yang membuncah. Marah pada jalanan yang mampet, marah pada kelakuan pengemudi yang tak tahu adat, marah pada jam kerja yang terlalu padat, marah pada tugas yang terlalu banyak, marah karena tak bisa kopi darat, marah karena denyutan kota tak jua melambat, marah pada koruptor yang masih terus merambat dimanapun mereka dapat. Lalu siapakah yang memperhatikan langit senja, karunia sang pencipta yang tiada tara, diberikan olehnya sebagai pengusir penat di jiwa. Tengoklah ke langit senja, di mana semburat jingga itu ada, menenteramkan mata yang terpapar hal-hal fana, menawarkan rindu bagi jiwa yang lesu. Semoga esok tak lagi sama, dan semua mata akan mulai menatapmu di senja yang tak pernah menua. Okay guys, back with me. Yeah, thank you for your time to listen to my poetry. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's just my point of view, how I see Jakarta right before night. And another story I have from my book, you also can order my book. It's a promotion, guys. So basically you can buy my book from Elunar Publisher, Elunar Publisher. They have Instagram, they also have Twitter with the same name. And then my poetry is Puisi Dua Kota. Okay, and probably next time I'm gonna read another poetry from my book, so you can have like sneak peek from my whole book. So basically it's about two city that influenced me the most, because I was born and grew up in Bandung, and then I moved to Jakarta. So I have two point of view right now, like Bandung with the cool and welcoming and very, what we can say, beautiful view, fresh air. Even though nowadays it is the same, the big city always have traffic jam, and yeah, the quality of the air also is not as good as before, but I always have special place in my heart for my beloved city. And then the second, of course, our capital city, Jakarta. I just moved here like 3 years ago after married, and then I tried to kind of understand Jakarta from positive perspective, and I try not to be influenced that much with the hectic, full pack, or angry, heat up situation in Jakarta. But I try to see it from positive point of view, because we can see that Jakarta is like a melting pot from every culture, every person with different background, characteristic, and history. So I think it's very interesting. The most interesting fact about Jakarta is they have lots of community, which I also involve right now. So when I move back to, I mean, when I move to Jakarta, I really interest join the volunteering world, because I really engage with people. I love to meet new people and then networking, and also help others, because in volunteering sometimes it's not about money, because it's volunteering anyway, and sometimes you didn't get paid, but it really fun when you know that you can help other people with what you do in an event or in a community, and people smile back at you. It like pay off, you know, like something like that. And then that's why I want to share my volunteering world with you guys. So first time I joined volunteering world is I signed up for the ASEAN Literary Festival 2017, year after I moved here, to find like activities and try to make a new networking, because I didn't have, yeah, I mean I have friends in Jakarta, but we never met regularly, and then I didn't have community like before in Bandung. So I just joined, and then turned out I was accepted as one of the volunteer at that event, and it's about literary festival. So I'm kind of excited, because you know my hobby is reading and writing, and in the future I always want to be a writer. That's why I published my first poetry book, and then I have another project. It's fun, and I met many amazing person there, like I met a new friend and I knew that they come from different background, and then lots of young people there very enthusiastic for this event, and it makes me think that as a young generation, we have to do something to our community, not only think about ourselves and our comfort zone, but we have to come out and then break the boundaries, I mean, to grow and learn new things. So when I met people with a very wide knowledge, I always felt that wow, I have to read more than before, because if we didn't get to know with other people around us, we always think that we knew everything. But when we met other people and then we start to discuss, we start to argue, we start to share the same interests, and then we get new perspective and knowledge, then we knew that oh, I just knew a very little thing about this stuff and I have to read lots. It just motivates you to be a better person in the future. And then after that event, I also have a friend from Philippines. She's a writer also, but because she have to back to her country after the event, so we just contact by social media, and then but I'm grateful for that. Also after that, I have the opportunity the same year, right after that event, I also accepted as a volunteer in Festival Cerita Jakarta, held by Rumah Cerita and Australian, I think it's from Australian like organization of the scholar, scholar from the Australian. So the founder herself is a scholar from the Australian, so she initiated this event, which is very good, and I really looking forward this event to be held again like in the future, because it's the purpose of this event is very good. So they try to motivate every kid, children or young generation to be able to have motivation to read and make it more interesting, because it's not about like event when you read together and then discuss, no, but there's also like workshop how they make like postcard, they exchange postcard from friends from school in Australia, and then surprisingly these students from the from the school in Australia, they wrote the postcard in Bahasa, because as we know that in Australia they also learn Bahasa Indonesia as a subject there, and even they can speak fluently, some of them. So the school initiated and we do the exchange the postcard, so they kind of excited, they draw something that really show that this is Jakarta. So most of the kids that join the workshop, they draw Monas, because the place when the event held actually like across the National Monument or Monas, so in National Library, so they looking forward for that. And then also draw Ondel-Ondel and another a monument that historical, and they knew about it and they really excited, because they never knew what is postcard. They live in this 4.0 era, so probably this is the first time they saw postcard. And then after that event, I really had like insight to do more volunteering. And I also, at the same year, I also joined Festival Relawan, a volunteer festival at the end of the year, like December. And I really enjoy that. And yeah, that's one of the memorable event. Also, I'm in charge in microblogging, like a content writer there. And I really want to involve more like in a community, but still find difficulties because after that I got a job and then I have to teach like from Monday to Friday. So I'm kind of put aside volunteering world for a while, but if I have change, I always want to join with this event, like probably a weekend. So if you love to meet new people and then you love to share in any kind of field, you can teach kids, help them to read or do their homework in a community that running in the education area, or then you also can help as a helper for the kids with special needs or cancer to be their brother or sister and help them to encourage and motivate and be there in one of the organizations. So basically, I just signed up for Indorelawan. You can check on their web, Indorelawan, also in Instagram and Twitter. You can check the Indorelawan, and you can choose one of the community that you want to involve, and that's very good, very interesting. And then after that, I also joined in 2018 another festival, Relawan, for the second time, and I'm very excited. I'm in social media division to making a caption, and basically I wrote all the talk show, so it's the whole day, like from morning till night. But at that point I feel that I don't really feel the like, oh, I'm so exhausted and so on and so on. No, but I feel so excited, and I think like, oh, is it my passion to do beside writing and stuff? And yeah, so up until today I'm still looking for that, to feel that kind of like, what we call it, when you find that you will do anything to pursue your goal, your dreams, then you know that that's your passion, when you gonna, what we call it, when you can do all things and you can jump off the obstacles and you can just do that, then you know that's your passion. And then after that I have another change. Like last week I joined JILF, the first event Jakarta International Literary Festival. So basically it's held by Dewan Kesenian Jakarta alongside with the province government, and then we also invite many writers from abroad, mostly because the theme for this year is about South movement of writer, because we tend to see people from the North, like US or Europe, to do like writing works or stuff. So the theme is redefining borders, or menafsir kembali batas. And also another theme is pagar. Pagar is like fence. Sometimes it's like make a boundaries, make us stop to doing something because it's like you cannot do something if you didn't like break the borders or stuff. So this is pretty good idea. Like, I never see so many writers, and I cannot recall all the writers from the South country, especially from Asia. I cannot recall them. So with this event, I also learned so many things about the writing world, why we have to translate our writing works to English. Is that something happened that if we cannot translate it, then what happened with our works, with our literacy, and stuff? And I have insight after all the symposium. They have symposiums, talk show, and also reading nights. Every writers that has been speaker there, they will read their works, poetry or novel or story, reading nights. It's very enthusiastic. And then community activities, we also involve many community that relate with literacy work here, like Malam Puisi, Penakota, and other community, and also craft day. And we have exhibition. The exhibition itself called Colonial Bastard. So in our colonialism era, there is a border, it's a boundaries that the government of a set, that some of the writing works from the writers is tend to be not categorized as government proof, but they still write to, yeah, to what we call it, to against the colonialism. So it's very open-minded session for me. That's the exhibition, and we can learn that so many things happen in our country, and we also learn history and stuff, and also the opportunity to get the books, as many as you can, with a very cheap price. So some of the book they sold it in an actual price, but another one you can get like one book for 10k, any kind of book. If you are very eager to find it, you're gonna find it. It's like a diamond beneath the other gold, let's say. And then there are also music performance and theatrical performance, which is a very good theatrical performance from Teater Satu Lampung. And I just knew that they already have their performance at Australia, which is very good, and it's full house performance there in Teater Kecil Taman Ismail Marzuki. Oh yes, this event is at Taman Ismail Marzuki from 20 to 24 of August. And then another one is the music performance. There's Frau Danila Sal, Nonaria, and Ruru Radio. And I want to highlight two performances by Danila and Nonaria, since I love their genre. For Danila, it's pop jazz. It's very soothing, and it's a very light, chilling music performance. But as usual, yeah, she talk anything that she want. And then for Nonaria, they are very entertaining, fun, and I love their sound from 50s and 60s, because they do vintage music. So I love kind of vintage music like White Shoes and also this Nonaria in a fun way. And then we also have a movie screening. It's a piece from the director, Sumanjaya. It's from 1974, and it's pretty interesting. That era, they have this kind of movie, and people very enthusiastic to watch. It's a lot of people, but unfortunately, I cannot watch until the end because it's too. Yeah, late at night, so I have to go back at home because tomorrow I have to work again as a volunteer. I also want to highlight my division, which is social media division. I'm in charge to be my responsibility to do all the posting in Twitter, and my other friend, she does the Instagram story, and then another friend, so we have three members. He in charge in like interviewing writers and stuff with my head of division. So my head of division, she's very nice, humble, and funny as well, and she also taking care of us. She bought us like lunch. Mac and cheese, and then we always have briefing before we start the day, so we knew like every single day what we have to do and highlight, and we have to post it every session, and we have to go to everything there. I mean, like from book markets to symposium to talk show, even until the music performance at the end. So social media, probably people look at us like, what are they doing here? They just playing with their phone and they just wandering around. So basically we do all the caption, and we have to get the proofread before we release it, because most of them written in English, so we have to make sure that our grammar is correct. So our head of division do the proofread, and then it takes time. And also another problem is when we do the report inside the Teater Kecil or another place which is inside, we don't have network. So if we want to post, we have to go outside and then post it, and then we coming back to hear the rest of the symposium or talk show or music performance. So it's kind of time wasting. We have to do back and forth, but it's fun. And then and the food division also very good. As long as I can remember, this is the best food service I have when I was being a volunteer, because they provide us snack and also lunch and dinner, two times of snack and lunch also dinner, and then they have like buffet kind of thing. They not give us rice in a box, but they give us like a buffet, and we can enjoy all the warm food every time. So that's a blessing. And then after this, I'm gonna have little bit Literary Action Festival. It's still about it's about literary festival, and then it's held in National Library. So make sure that you come in, guys. It will be 1st until 2nd of September at National Library, and there's so many writers there from Indonesia and abroad. We have talk show, we have discussion, we have book market and stuff, and it will gonna be fun. You can find this information on my Instagram at Simaru, SWEMARO, or you can go to their official Instagram at LitBitFest, and I'm gonna be part of them. So this week they already send us what we have to do, like our job description and what we have to do. So yeah, I'm really looking forward for this event. And another activity I'm in today is reading all the books I bought from the GILF because I've got like 12 or 16 books I bought there with a very great price, and I'm happy with that. So I have to read lots of book, and I'm gonna write the review. Also, I'm gonna make another podcast, guys. So hopefully we can share. If you have experience as a volunteer, let me know. Probably we can talk together, or probably we can do the podcast together, or you can share something. Just write your comment and message me, and also send a message to me. And also I will have another podcast that will share you my experience join MC class or public speaking class, and it's very interesting, and I'm gonna share you next episode. Okay, so for today, I'm Rin signing off. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and you can contact me through my Instagram at Cmaro, Cmaroo. And then also you can send a Twitter for me at Rin, RHWENN. And probably next time also we're gonna discuss movie things, because you know, like in Indonesia nowadays, there's one of the movie, national movie, that people talk about it a lot. It's Gundala. Probably next episode we're gonna talk about it. Of course, after I watch the movie. I don't want to hear a spoiler from you guys, so I want to watch it by myself and let us discuss the movie, okay? And then probably I'm gonna have another series of podcasts. So yeah, thank you for today. Hopefully you enjoy it, and yeah, we meet again on the next podcast. I'm Ririn signing off. Bye guys, have a nice weekend. Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. It's been a long time since my last podcast. I know you probably with me or not, but for me it's just like my responsibility to do my podcast. And then since today is Friday, TGIF, so I have to do something to accompany all of you guys for your weekend. I want to read one of my poetry. So finally, yay, my poetry book Puisi Dua Kota already released this August. Yes, early on the August. So I really hope that you're gonna enjoy my poetry, and then after that I'm gonna be with you guys and I will read one of my poetry. It's in Bahasa. Also, I'm gonna talk about my experience as a volunteer in GILF, Jakarta International Literary Festival, and it's very fun, and I met many like writers from Indonesia and from abroad. And then I also learned many things from the event itself. They have symposium, talk show, community, reading night, also a book market, an exhibition, and of course at the end of the day they always have music performance from like various artists that I've always want to see some of them. And then I'm gonna talk to you after this. Okay guys, keep it up with the podcast. Hello guys, as my promise, so today I'm gonna read one of my poetry, and because it's about Jakarta, probably I'm gonna read one of my poetry inspired by this situation in our never sleep city, aka sleepless city. about something we always face every time we're going home from every direction. And then I'm gonna read one of my poetry in Bahasa. The title is Sepotong Jingga di Jalanan Jakarta. Enjoy! Sepotong jingga di jalanan Jakarta. Senja turun di Jakarta yang memerah karena lelah. Jutaan pasang mata lelah menatap jalanan yang semakin parah. Parah oleh jutaan mesin yang menderu dan mendesah, saling menyerang dan mencari kesempatan tak mau kalah. Berimpitan dalam komuter atau seperti bola pejal di jok yang marah. Desingan peluru kata berhamburan di udara yang gerah. Tiada ampun di tengah luapan amarah yang membuncah. Marah pada jalanan yang mampet, marah pada kelakuan pengemudi yang tak tahu adat, marah pada jam kerja yang terlalu padat, marah pada tugas yang terlalu banyak, marah karena tak bisa kopi darat, marah karena denyutan kota tak jua melambat, marah pada koruptor yang masih terus merambat dimanapun mereka dapat. Lalu, siapakah yang memperhatikan langit senja? Karunia sang pencipta yang tiada tara, diberikan olehnya sebagai pengusir penat di jiwa. Tengoklah ke langit senja, di mana semburat jingga itu ada, menenteramkan mata yang terpapar hal-hal fana, menawarkan rindu bagi jiwa yang lesu. Semoga esok tak lagi sama, dan semua mata akan mulai menatapmu di senja yang tak pernah menua. Okay guys, back with me. Yeah, thank you for your time to listen to my poetry. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's just my point of view, how I see Jakarta right before night. And another story I have from my book, you also can order my book. It's a promotion, guys. So basically you can buy my book from Elunar Publisher, Ellunar Publisher. They have Instagram, they also have Twitter with the same name. And then my poetry is Puisi Dua Kota. Okay, and probably next time I'm gonna read another poetry from my book, so you can have like sneak peek from my whole book. So basically it's about two city that influenced me the most, because I was born and grew up in Bandung, and then I moved to Jakarta. So I have two point of view right now, like Bandung with the cool and welcoming and very, what we can say, beautiful view, fresh air, even though nowadays it is the same. The big city always have traffic jam, and yeah, the quality of the air also is not as good as before, but I always have special place in my heart for my beloved city. And then the second, of course, our capital city, Jakarta. I just moved here like 3 years ago after married, and then I tried to kind of understand Jakarta from positive perspective, and I try not to be influenced that much with the hectic, full pack, or angry, hit up situation in Jakarta, but I try to see it from positive point of view, because we can see that Jakarta is like a melting pot from every culture, every person with different background, characteristic and history. So I think it's very interesting. The most interesting fact about Jakarta is they have lots of community, which I also involve right now. So when I move back to, when I move to Jakarta, I really interest join the volunteering world, because I really engage with people. I love to meet new people and then networking and also help others, because in volunteering sometimes it's not about money, because it's volunteering anyway, and sometimes you didn't get paid, but it's really fun when you know that you can help other people with what you do in an event or in a community, and people smile back at you. It like pay off, you know, like something like that. And then that's why I want to share my volunteering world with you guys. So first time I joined volunteering world is I signed up for the ASEAN Literary Festival 2017, year after I moved here, to find like activities and try to make a new networking, because I have friends in Jakarta, but we never met regularly, and then I didn't have community like before in Bandung, so I just joined, and then turn out I was accepted as one of the volunteer at that event, and it's about literary festival, so I'm kind of excited, because you know my hobby is reading and writing, and in the future I always want to be a writer. That's why I published my first poetry book, and then I have another project. It's fun, and I met many amazing person there. Like I met a new friend, and I knew that they come from different background, and then lots of young people there very enthusiastic for this event, and it makes me think that as a young generation, we have to do something to our community, not only think about ourselves and our comfort zone, but we have to come out and then break the boundaries, to grow and learn new things. So when I met people with a very wide knowledge, I always felt that wow, I have to read more than before, because if we didn't get to know with other people around us, we always think that we knew everything. But when we met other people and then we start to discuss, we start to argue, we start to share the same interests, and then we get new perspective and knowledge, then we knew that I just knew a very little thing about this stuff, and I have to read lots. It just motivates you to be a better person in the future. And then after that event, I also have a friend from Philippines. She's a writer also, but because she have to back to her country after the event, so we just contact by social media, and then but I'm grateful for that. Also after that, I have the opportunity the same year right after that event, I also accepted as a volunteer in Festival Cerita Jakarta, held by Rumah Cerita and Australian, I think it's yes, from Australian like organization of the scholar, scholar from the Australian. So the founder herself is a scholar from the Australian. So she initiated this event, which is very good, and I really looking forward this event to be held again, like in the future, because it's the purpose of this event is very good. So they try to motivate every kid, children or young generation to be able to have motivation to read and make it more interesting, because it's not about like event when you read together and then discuss, no, but there's also like workshop how they make like postcard, they exchange postcard from friends from school in Australia, and then surprisingly these students from the school in Australia, they wrote the postcard in Bahasa, because as we know that in Australia they also learn Bahasa Indonesia as a subject there, and even they can speak fluently, some of them. So this school initiated and we do the exchange the postcard, so they kind of excited, they draw something that really show that this is Jakarta. So most of the kids that join the workshop, they draw Monas, because the place when the event held actually like across the National Monument or Monas, so in National Library, so they looking forward for that. And then also draw Ondel-Ondel and another a monument that historical, and they knew about it and they really excited because they never knew what is postcard. They live in this 4.0 era, so probably this is the first time they saw postcard. And then after that event, I really had like insight to do more volunteering, and I also at the same year I also joined Festival Relawan, a volunteer festival at the end of the year, like December, and I really enjoy that. And yeah, that's one of the memorable event. Also I'm in charge in microblogging, like a content writer there, and I really want to involve more like in a community, but still find difficulties because after that I got a job and then I have to teach like from Monday to Friday. So I'm kind of put aside volunteering world for a while, but if I have change, I always want to join with this event, like probably a weekend. So if you love to meet new people and then you love to share in any kind of field, you can teach kids, help them to read or do their homework in a community that running in the education area, or then you also can help as a helper for the kids with special needs or cancer to be their brother or sister and help them to encourage and motivate and be there in one of the organizations. So basically I just signed up for Indorelawan. You can check on their web, Indorelawan, also in Instagram and Twitter. You can check the Indorelawan, and you can choose one of the community that you want to involve, and that's very good, very interesting. And then after that, I also joined in 2018 another festival, Relawan, for the second time, and I'm very excited. I'm in social media division to making a caption, and basically I wrote all the talk show, so it's the whole day, like from morning till night. But at that point I feel that I don't really feel the like, oh, I'm so exhausted and so on and so on. No, but I feel so excited. And I think like, oh, is it my passion to do besides writing and stuff? And yeah, so up until today, I'm still looking for that, to feel that kind of like, well, we call it when you find that you will do anything to pursue your goal, your dreams, then you know that that's your passion. When you're gonna, what we call it, when you can do all things and you can jump off the obstacles and you can just do that, then you know that's your passion. And then after that, I have another change. Like last week, I joined JILF, the first event Jakarta have, Jakarta International Literary Festival. So basically, it's held by Dewan Kesenian Jakarta alongside with the province government, and then we also invite many writers from abroad, mostly because the theme for this year is about South movement of writer, because we tend to see people from the North like US or Europe to do like writing works or stuff. So the theme is redefining borders or menafsir kembali batas, and also another theme is pagar. Pagar is like fence. Sometimes it's like make a boundaries, make us stop to doing something, because it's like you cannot do something if you didn't like break the borders or stuff. So this is pretty good idea. Like I never see so many writers, and I cannot recall all the writers from the South country, especially from Asia. I cannot recall them. So with this event, I also learned so many things about the writing world, why we have to translate our writing works to English. Is that something happened that if we cannot translate it, then what happened with our works, with our literacy and stuff? And I have insight after all the symposium. They have symposiums, talk show, and also reading nights. Every writers that has been speaker there, they will read their works, poetry or novel or story, reading nights. It's very enthusiastic. And then community activities, we also involve many community that relate with literacy work here, like Malam Puisi, Penakota, and other community, and also craft day. And we have exhibition. The exhibition itself called Colonial Bastard. So in our colonialism era, there is a border, it's a boundaries that the government of set, that some of the writing works from the writers is tend to be not categorized as government proof, but they still write to, yeah, to what we call it, to against the colonialism. So it's very open-minded session for me. That's the exhibition, and we can learn that so many things happen in our country, and we also learn history and stuff, and also the opportunity to get the books as many as you can with a very cheap price. So some of the book they sold it in an actual price, but another one you can get like one book for 10k, any kind of book. If you are very eager to find it, you're gonna find it. It's like a diamond beneath the other gold, let's say. And then there are also music performance and theatrical performance, which is a very good theatrical performance from Teater Satu Lampung. And I just knew that they already have their performance at Australia, which is very good, and it's full house performance there in Teater Kecil Taman Ismail Marzuki. Oh yes, this event is at Taman Ismail Marzuki from 20 to 24 of August. And then another one is the music performance. There's Frau Danila Sal, Nonaria, and Ruru Radio. And I want to highlight two performances by Danila and Nonaria, since I love their genre. For Danila, it's pop jazz. It's very, yeah, it's very soothing, and it's a very light, chilling music performance. But as usual, yeah, she talk anything that she wants. And then for Nonaria, they are very entertaining, fun, and I love their sound from 50s and 60s, because they do vintage music, so I love kind of vintage music like White Shoes and also this Nonaria in a fun way. And then we also have a movie screening. It's Ateis from the director Sumanjaya. It's from 1974, and it's pretty interesting. That era, they have this kind of movie, and people are very enthusiastic to watch. It's a lot of people, but unfortunately, I cannot watch until the end because it's too, yeah, late at night. So I have to go back at home because tomorrow I have to work again as a volunteer. I also want to highlight my division, which is social media division. I'm in charge to be my responsibility to do all the posting in Twitter, and my other friend, she does the Instagram story, and then another friend, so we have three members. He in charge in like interviewing writers and stuff with my head of division. So my head of division, she's very nice, humble, and funny as well, and she also taking care of us. She bought us like lunch, mac and cheese, and then yeah, we always have briefing before we start the day, so we knew like every single day what we have to do and highlight, and we have to post it every session, and we have to go to everything there. I mean, like from book markets to symposium to talk show, even until the music performance at the end. So social media, probably people look at us like, what are they doing here? They just playing with their phone and they just wandering around. So basically we do all the caption, and we have to get the proofread before we release it, because most of them written in English, so we have to make sure that our grammar is correct. So our head of division do the proofread, and then it takes time. And also another problem is when we do the report inside the Teater Kecil or another place which is inside, we don't have network. So if we want to post, we have to go outside and then post it, and then we coming back to hear the rest of the symposium or talk show or music performance. So it's kind of, yeah, time wasting. We have to do back and forth, but it's fun. And then and the food division also very good. As long as I can remember, this is the best food service I have when I was being a volunteer, because they provide us snack and also lunch and dinner, two times of snack and lunch, also dinner. And then they have like buffet kind of thing. They not give us rice in a box, but they give us like a buffet, and we can enjoy all the warm food every time. So that's a blessing. And then after this, I'm gonna have little bit Literary Action Festival. It's still about it's about literary festival, and then it's held in National Library. So make sure that you come in, guys. It will be 1st until 2nd of September at National Library, and there's so many writers there from Indonesia and abroad. We have talk show, we have discussion, we have book market and stuff, and it will gonna fun. You can find this information on my Instagram at Simaru, SWEMARO, or you can go to their official Instagram at LitBitFest, and I'm gonna be part of them. So this week they already send us what we have to do, like our job description and what we have to do. So yeah, I'm really looking forward for this event. And another activity I'm in today is reading all the books I bought from the GILF, because I've got like 16 books I bought there with a very great price, and I'm happy with that. So I have to read lots of book, and I'm gonna write the review. Also, I'm gonna make another podcast, guys, so hopefully we can share. If you have experience as a volunteers, let me know. Probably we can talk together, or probably we can do the podcast together, or you can share something. Just write your comment and message me, and also send a message to me. And also I will have another podcast that will share you my experience join MC class or public speaking class, and it's very interesting, and I'm gonna share you next episode. Okay, so for today, I'm Rin signing off. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and you can contact me through my Instagram at Simaru, SWEMARO00, and then also you can send a Twitter for me at Rin, RHWENN. And probably next time also we're gonna discuss movie things, because you know, like in Indonesia nowadays, there's one of the movie, national movie, that people talk about it a lot. It's Gundala. Probably next episode we're gonna talk about it, of course, after I watch the movie. I don't want to hear a spoiler from you guys, so I want to watch it by myself and let us discuss the movie, okay? And then probably I'm gonna have another series of podcasts, so yeah, thank you for today. Hopefully you enjoy it, and yeah, we meet again on the next podcast. I'm Ririn signing off. Bye guys, have a nice weekend.
And
Ernest Hemingway began his writing career as an ambitious young American newspaperman in Paris after the First World War. His early books, including The Sun Also Rises, were published in Europe before they were released in the United States. Hemingway always wrote from experience rather than from imagination. In Farewell to Arms, published in 1929, he recounted his adventures as an ambulance driver in Italy during the war. In For Whom the Bell Tolls, published in 1940, he retold his memories of the Spanish Civil War. Perhaps more than any other 20th century American writer, he was responsible for recreating a style of literature. The Hemingway style was hard, economical, and powerful. It lured the reader into using imagination in order to fill in the details. In 1952, Hemingway published The Old Man and the Sea, a short, compelling tale of an old fisherman's struggle to haul in a giant marlin that he had caught in the Gulf of Mexico. Some critics interpreted it as the allegory of a man's struggle against old age. Others interpreted it as man against the forces of nature. This book was the climax of Hemingway's career. 2 years later, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. Ernest Hemingway began his writing career as an ambitious young American newspaperman in Paris after the First World War. His early books, including The Sun Also Rises, were published in Europe before they were released in the United States. Hemingway always wrote from experience rather than from imagination. In Farewell to Arms, published in 1929, he recounted his adventures as an ambulance driver in Italy during the war. In For Whom the Bell Tolls, published in 1940, he retold his memories of the Spanish Civil War. Perhaps more than any other 20th century American writer, he was responsible for recreating a style of literature. The Hemingway style was hard, economical, and powerful. It lured the reader into using imagination in order to fill in the details. In 1952, Hemingway published The Old Man and the Sea, a short, compelling tale of an old fisherman's struggle to haul in a giant marlin that he had caught in the Gulf of Mexico. Some critics interpreted it as the allegory of a man's struggle against old age. Others interpreted it as man against the forces of nature. This book was the climax of Hemingway's career. 2 years later, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature.